Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Thank you for joining us all week as we continue with the topic, Time to Win Souls. So our first step on Monday and Tuesday that we talked about is praying for the lost. We don't have to be in confrontation with people. We don't have to be proving our point.
Yeah.
Just pray for the lost. What are we praying for? That the veil will be lifted, that they will not be blinded by the enemy. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, it tells us, "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness,
right,
so you also might be corrupted from the..." "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ."
Christ.
Had a dark highlight. I couldn't see the words in my Bible. But Christ is simple. There's a simplicity in Christ. And it says, as the serpent came and deceived Eve. So think about what the serpent did. He twisted. Pastor gave a definition of the word wicked. I remember a long, long time ago, I first came to Celebration Tabernacle Church. I'll never forget it. That wicked means twisted, like the wick of a candle or wicker furniture. So sometimes when we say, oh, the enemy, he's wicked,
yeah,
we think of smoke, we think of horns, we think of red tail, we think of, pitchfork. But really, it's just when he twists. He just put a little spin on the word. And if you just put a little twist in your wrist on the top, it's going to just spin across the table, right? So the enemy, he puts that twist on the word to try to get us out of the truth of that word.
Yes.
The very word, that very light that's available to bring redemption, to bring deliverance, to bring healing to our physical body, to our mind, to our heart. The enemy just wants to twist it and just spin it off. Do a little spin off of it so that we're not operating in the truth, in the totality of God, in the power that we have available to us through his word. And, you know, a lot of times people are very into complaining and grumbling in their situation. But we have to be quick with the word to speak a word into their situation, a word of hope, another way to look at the same situation. Pastor was teaching these last couple of weeks from disaster to reconstruction. And a lot of times we're just talking about the disaster and we're not looking at the avenues of reconstruction that are available so that we can progress away from that. The sanctification process is us becoming more like Christ. So when we're being sanctified, we're becoming more like Christ, which means we're coming further and further away from our old way of thinking, our old way of handling situations, our old way of relating to one another, and we're becoming more like Christ. We're being perfected into his image. We're never going to be in the perfect image of Christ in this earth. That won't be until we're translated, we're glorified into the kingdom of heaven. But everything from the time that we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, justification, everything from justification to glorification, when we leave this world and we enter in to the kingdom of heaven, is sanctification. So it's a long process. It's a lifelong process from the time that we're justified. We believe in our heart. We confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Okay, we're justified. Now God looks at us just as we never sinned, because our sin penalty was paid on the cross through Jesus Christ. So now we're entering in after justification into the sanctification process, which is a process. You know, thank God the Holy Spirit doesn't reveal the 2,000 things about us that we need to change all at once, because we would be in great despair, right? It would seem like it's just overwhelming. Thankfully, he reveals to us one or two things at a time for us to be perfected in our life, so that we can have a better quality of life, so we could be a better witness of his power in our life. And it's the Holy Spirit that works through conviction, not condemnation. So the enemies come, the enemy does come to try to break us down, to try to beat us down about situations. But it's the Holy Spirit that comes with that gentle, sweet voice of conviction to tell us, you know, that you deserve better than this. You know that that's not the direction which you should go, because yes, you're more valuable yes than that. So that's the conviction of the Holy Spirit that is molding us, and that's equipping us, that is perfecting us to be more and more like Christ in the sanctification process. So that's, these are things, these are truths, simple truths of the Word of God that people don't know, because the enemy has blinded their eyes. Yes. And there's been a veil placed over them so that they don't realize these truths. Because what do people think? Oh, well, they're saved, they shouldn't be acting like that. Or they think, you're saved, you don't have any problems, right? These are all things that people think, but they're not in the reality of the Word. Because a lot of these people, majority of these people in the Bible, they had problems.
Yes.
And they were able to get through their problems through the power of God, using the principles of God. And where we read something, you know, maybe it takes us, you know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes to read something. It could have took them 10 years to come out of that thing,
yes,
to do it. And, you know, we read it in our air conditioning, you know, in the comforts of our house with our coffee, where they're living this thing out over time in
yes
their elements.
Yes.
And going through their series of feelings about it and such as they're going through the battle and they're coming out the other end. So the Word of God, it's simple. There's simple truths. It's the simple truths that will take you through the hardest times.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. And God promises us, he says, lo, I am with you always.
Yes.
So just go out and be the light and just simply tell them the truth. Mm-hmm. And above all, love them and
yes
let them see the light. Let's be the light among the lost.
Go right there.
No. And just, it's very simple. The battle is in our mind, and the devil knows just how to twist things. He knows just how to tell us that's not true, this is not true. But remember, these are all our human emotions.
Yes.
We have to be spiritually minded, and we have to be connected in the spirit. And Jesus went all over to preach the word, and people were drawn to him.
Yes.
And when people are hurting, they get drawn to what they see in the people that have the truth. People want help. People want help in this life because of so many things that go on in this life. But we know the truth that God has sovereign, and he's always with us, and he will never leave us. And we just need to go forward and to look up and never look back. Just go forward and love.
Amen. And I want to leave this week with every one of our listeners. Make your day count, family. And this Friday morning, I want to leave Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. I want to leave this with you. Keep this in your heart. Treasure this verse of scripture in Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. And they went, and they went out and preach everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. And they went. And they didn't give their story. They just tell the word of God. And it is and the Lord confirmed that his word is true. Just go. Go ye therefore. So what are we going to do now? Go. And they went. Can we just pick that up in your heart. And they went and preach everywhere. Who? The Lord. The word of God and the Lord working with them. Man, if we can just get that, say, the Lord is working with me. The Lord is, somebody say, I don't know if there's a God. Then just go out and start to talk about him and you'll see. And the Lord will always work with them who are bringing the gospel to the lost. Got that, guys? This is what I picked up from this study. God is ever working with the people who are going with the gospel to the lost. 100%. You want to know if there's a God? Then just go. Just go with the gospel and you'll see.
Because he confirmed.
He confirmed it.
And confirming the word.
Come on.
Through the accompanying signs.
Signs.
So it's the Lord that confirms the word. He uses our mouth to speak the word.
Yes.
And then he confirms the word. He uses our mouth, the mouth of men. It's very rare that somebody will say that they heard an audible voice of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. It happened a couple times in the Bible. But in the most people have not heard the audible through their ear. Voice of God. We hear the voice behind the voice, where we'll hear maybe somebody teaching the word or declaring the scriptures, and then we'll capture it in our spirit. And then it's like, God, talk to me. I have a surety. I have a knowing that that word was for me.
Yeah.
Or we're reading the Bible and it just, a scripture just stands out from all the rest. And then you can't get it out of your head. The Holy Spirit's continually bringing it back into remembrance all day. You know, God, he told me that. Or you're going through something in the day, you see something, and then a word comes, or a scripture comes, the thought comes, and you just know that it's God. But it's not an audible voice that's coming from heaven. It's within your spirit. It's an unction within your spirit. So when we allow God to use our mouth, it gives him a voice in different places, every place where we are.
Yeah.
And the one place where we are a majority of the time is in the workplace. And we usually separate that. We say, oh, that's my workplace, that it is separate from my church place. Well, really, when you're in your workplace and you're in a position of influence and people are coming to you as a resource and you have the word, shouldn't hold it back. I'm not saying preach and go around and evangelize on somebody else's clock and don't get your job done.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. We need to be getting our job done. We need to be reflecting God, operating with excellence on our job, doing the tasks that are assigned to us with our best of our ability and shining forth his excellence in the workplace. When people see that light of excellence on your life, they'll begin to come to you when they have problems because they'll see that you're a source of solution. So that place where we are, that network of influence we have in our place of employment, let's go there and win souls. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.